episode 2448, Achieving the Lifestyle You Desire.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How are you doing? Are you ready to do some jumping jacks? Maybe run around the block a couple times? Do some push-ups? It is Wellness Wednesday, and it is time to get your health on, achieving the lifestyle you desire. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, when it comes to living healthy, do you know what you need to do but struggle with doing it? Achieving the lifestyle you desire is possible. However, it comes with a price. And that price is first knowing what you want and then acknowledging that you are struggling. If you are after something different than where you are right now regarding your health, so that could be weight, it could be muscle mass, it could be what you eat, it could be how much you move, it could be just what you're putting in your body. You know, it's all of that stuff. Supplements, you name it, anything. Maybe it's meditation. Maybe it's quiet time. Maybe it's me time of saying, I need to close the door and I need 15 minutes to myself and I never give myself that. What is it for you? Because most of us know what we need to do. But where we struggle is doing it. How much of your days are spent ignoring the obvious? Almost to the point of not ever reaching your goals. You know what you need to do, but it's easier to not do. And that's not even considering your excuses, busyness, or emotions. Think about it. It's easier to quit before you even get started. You know, you probably have experienced that one too many times. We don't want to admit it, but we struggle there. But when that occurs, the feelings begin to take over, and that's where the beatings happen. You're not reaching your goals by choice, right? Let's be honest. Yet you still think you can, even though you give in to your feelings once again. Oh, well, you know, not today. It's Monday. And you cheat on Wednesday, so you're like, oh, I'll just put it off. I'll start again next Monday. Why do you always have to start Monday? Why not today? If you want to have the lifestyle you desire, it comes with a price. And that price is you got to live your life and play big. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You got to play big, B-I-G. In order to change your health, right, you've got to be willing to put in the effort. You got to be willing to put in the work. And it is work. I know for me, when I did a major, major lifestyle change, it was like a full-time job. And none of us want to acknowledge that because, number one, we're too afraid that we won't do it. Yet at the same time, we need to acknowledge it or we're not going to get any further along or any closer to where we want to go. So if you want to change your health, you have to be willing to play big. What does that look like in real life? Number one, balance. B is in balance. Balance your vision, not your life. So much of the time we're stuck on winning that goal, achieving it. And if we don't, it's like, oh man, seriously? And we think it's all over. It's not. Because balance doesn't happen in life. If you're living 50-50, you're not living. Seriously, you're not. Because we're not balanced creatures. Now, you can be balanced as in, okay, I'm going to do this today 40% of the time, which leaves me 60% of the time to do this. Okay, that's a different kind of balance. I want you to look at your health as balancing your vision, not your life. What do you want your healthy lifestyle to look like? What is that vision? That's where you need to go after. When you look at that, then you're going to see that you can't have everything 50-50. If you're waiting for the kids to be gone, They're not ever going to be gone. Trust you me, mine come around all the time. Now, granted, we still have one in high school. We have two in college still. But that means what? I still have activity. If I wait till they're all gone, I might be 75 years old. And the thing is they keep coming back. So hopefully I'll be way over 100, feeling great, but I can't sit here and put my life on hold because I'm waiting for something else to happen. So balance your vision. What do you want for you? Do you want to be able to move more? Do you want to chase your grandbaby? Do you want to be able to run a marathon with your daughter? Do you want to be able to actually be able to lift a gallon of milk when you're 90 years old and not think twice about it? And I know you're probably thinking, do you know how far I am from 90 years old? You're 2.5 blinks away, because that's how fast life moves. So you got to balance your vision, not your life. Our focus is on the wrong thing. You can't think, okay, wait, I've got to have this in line and this in line and this in line. No, maybe you're going to have two things or the three things in line, and that's going to be your balance. It's going to be off center, but it's going to be imperfectly perfect. And if that's what works for you, then that's what you go after. I know, looking back on me having the kids at a very, very, very young age, 5 of them under the age of 8. Let me tell you, if there was an excuse, I used it. I used them as an excuse. I'm too tired. Really? Well, that is true. I was too tired. We homeschooled for years. I was everything. I could not rely on my husband's schedule. He wanted to be there, but most of the time he could not. Because it was a team effort. We were working on building his career. He was finishing school. When he graduated, finally, we had 2 babies, had not planned any. Talk about excuses. Oh, I had all the excuses you wanted. And if I waited for everything to be perfectly aligned, I never, ever would have gotten anywhere. But you see, for years, I tried that. I waited for everything to be perfectly aligned. I never found the balance. Life continued to happen, and my health got further and further and further away from me. You got to balance your vision, not your life. Number 2, ignite and implement the push. Okay, this is the I in big. Ignite and implement. Here's where you go after the bag, the BHAG. Oh yeah, you got to love this. The big, hairy, audacious goal. Sounds weird to say it that way anywhere, but anyway, it is that. It's that goal of, oh my gosh, if I could just get to this point, it would be awesome. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness, getting you there, so you focus on the next step. So you got to ignite it and implement. It's the push. You keep going. You're playing big. Big means you're jumping out there, not with 1 foot. With 2, you're going to get off balance, but guess what? You're balanced because you're going after the vision. And finally, number 3, it's gut and gain. You got to gut the presumptions and gain the clarity as you take aim. And that's a mouthful, I know. But when we want to achieve this healthy lifestyle, it's more than your macronutrients. I'm all about the carbs and the fats and the proteins. I get that. It's more than, oh, I only want to work out 15 and a half minutes a day. That's all I have. Really? Is that really all you have for you to live a higher quality of life? But you see, that's not for me to judge, right? If that's all you have, if that's what you want to dedicate yourself to and allow yourself, then guess what? You've got to go and you got to play big. And those 15 and a half minutes, you have to make happen. But too much of it, we're saying, oh, I need this. And we try to compartmentalize and we try to group everything and block schedule. And then we try to add in the kids and the activities. And then, oh, wait, there's the husband too. And then we're thinking we've got dinner and we've got the house and I've got my business and I'm writing a book. And then, oh my gosh, next thing you know, it's 12:30 a.m. and you're still awake. and you have less than 5 hours before you get up and start the day all over again. Is that really the lifestyle that you want to lead? If it's not, then you got to change some things and you got to play big in a different manner. So how are you balancing your life? Are you trying to make it Instagram perfect? Good luck. And I really mean that sincerely. Because if that is your goal, then you're going to have to just make sure that that's the only goal you have. Because all of that, there's not a lot of truth in Instagram perfect. So what does it look like for you? And I really want you to search this because I know for me, I've been searching it. What do I want to feel like when I wake up in the morning? I'm not sitting here calculating what I want to see on the scale. It's going to be different. Why? Because my body's changing. You know, if you're in perimenopause, moving into menopause, your body is going through some drastic changes and you thought teen years were tough. Oh yeah, you just wait. I'm just saying. But when you are looking at your life, a number on a scale means nothing if you don't feel like even getting up in the morning. Sometimes we run ourselves so ragged that we forget that there is supposed to be joy in our life. But even that dwindles. So I really want you to ask yourself, how can I balance my life when I play big? How can I ignite and implement just the next step? That's it. That's what I'm pushing for. I'm not talking about the whole ball of wax. I'm talking about just the next step. And that might mean that I just got to drink another 8 ounces of water. Great, go do that. In fact, I could pause with you right now and drink some water too. It tastes so good. It's so cold. It's so refreshing. Your cells come to life. That's what you want to feel. But it's that next step. And then how do you play big for the gut and the gain? Are you setting yourself up for failure at the very beginning because of the fear of success that you're going to have? Yeah, did you hear how I said that? We want to fail so we don't have to succeed. Because if we succeed, we have to continue to hold it. And that scares the bejeebers out of us. And then we question, is this really what I want? Because I'm really comfortable right here. God's got something extraordinary planned for your life. There's still more to happen. It's called the best is yet to come. And sometimes we get caught in all the past. If you're playing big, you can acknowledge the past, but you're living in the present. It's the now. Create your now. Move forward. Go out, train for life, and love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, healthy day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.